You're listening to SBS News.
In Yemen's southern capital of Aden, the intensive care unit at the COVID isolation centre is empty. That's where ICU doctor Abood Al-Salehi works. Dr. Abood says even if Yemen gets medication, the biggest hurdle to treatment is the stigma associated with the coronavirus itself, which may be stopping people from seeking treatment.
The people here not believing of COVID-19 because they said it's as a stigma.
He says many dispute their positive test results, while others fear that hospitals are just a place to go to die.
They are hearing when any patient come to the ICU or Al Amal Center, he's died. Every patient died.
He says Yemen needs an education program and not just about seeking treatment.
Cleaning our hands, wearing masks, keep distance, something like that. And if you have any sign of symptoms, you can go to the hospital.
When Sydney Dr. Khairul Musa went to Yemen with the medical charity Medsans Sans Frontières last year, he knew he'd be facing a lack of supplies such as oxygen. But when treating a fellow doctor, the oxygen tank exploded. Despite being able to replace it, the orthopaedic surgeon died later that day. MSF Dr. Musa says it was a lot to take in at the time.
That was quite confronting because he was a well-known clinician in the city, and I know that I was told personally that he mentored a lot of junior doctors and was really well-loved.
Data from the World Health Organization paints a grim picture of COVID in Yemen, with 29% of those testing positive to the disease later dying. The high death rate is likely to be because only the sickest people are being tested. But in a war-torn country that is also enduring a famine and where aid is used as a weapon, rolling out a testing program is nearly impossible. Professor Paul Spiegel works at the Center for Humanitarian Health at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore in the United States. He says they can't just proceed by guesswork.
It really, at this point, it's as if we are flying blind in that country, and we really need to have a better idea of what's happened.
MSF expects 2.3 million doses of the vaccine donated through the COVAX program to arrive soon, but that's not enough to inoculate 10% of Yemen's population. And that has health experts like Professor Spiegel worried.
You can vaccinate 100% of people in Australia, but a variant may come up if you don't take care of these other countries. The vaccine may not be applicable to that, and therefore you're back to square one, or you have to have a new vaccine.
That, experts say, makes Yemen a place the world can't afford to forget. Sarah Shalala, SBS News.